I have an older sister. Oh, I was talking about kids earlier. I have a nephew too, you know, and that's like, so I like him obviously better than I like my niece, but he's cool. Like, I love my nephew, but my sister is, she's very religious. She's like one of those people who has become religious later in life. I don't know if you know, I grew up Methodist. Anybody here? Yeah, okay, Methodist. Do you know what it is? I grew up, I don't really understand what it is. I just know that I was Methodist and we went to church. I didn't kill anybody and I could dance, you know? It's like a pretty, it's like a very easy religion, you know? So I'm growing up that way. And now my sister has become very religious later in life. I don't know if you know people that have become religious later in life, but I feel like what happens is they become fanatical. Like they're trying to make up for lost time. Like, I forgot to love Jesus when I was little, so I love him so much now. And it's like, oh my God. It's like, can't you just have like a crush on him? You know, so. And I don't want to make fun of her. It's awesome. She's doing like really great things with it, you know? And she's raising my nephew to be such a good kid. Like, he is such a good kid. Here's an example. She recently told me he had a girlfriend for the first time. He's 16, got his first girlfriend. And I said, oh, did you meet her? She's like, did I meet her? Yeah. And then she told me this, proceeds to tell me that her and my brother-in-law and my nephew went over to this girl's house, met the parents. And then he went home, and then my nephew had to call the girl's dad and ask if he could be her boyfriend. And I'm laughing. I like, you're like, oh, that's so nice. It is nice, right? But it's like, I think, God, she's raising him to be like a really good boy. You know, if I, like, that didn't happen when I was a kid. Like, Ricky Wallace didn't call my dad and say, oh, hey, can I finger Sarah on the back of a bus? But you know what? Maybe if he had, I would have turned out differently. She's also, my sister, I think what's really interesting is like, she's very, she forgets that I've grown up with her my entire life. So even though I'm really appreciative of the things that she's doing now, you know, in her religion, she forgets that I'm not used to it. Like, here's an example. I was home for Christmas and we were out for family dinner. We were at Ruby Tuesdays. I don't mean to brag, you guys, but. And the meal comes. And my sister starts to reach for my hand. Now, in my defense, before I tell this story, we never said grace as a family growing up, okay? So I don't have a problem with the fact that she's about to say grace. I just truly don't know what the fuck she's doing. All I know is she's reaching for my right hand, and that's my fork hand, and I'm hungry. So I'm like, get off of me, stop it. We're gonna hold hands at dinner. And she was like, I'm trying to say grace. I said, what? She goes, I'm trying to say grace. I said, what? She goes, I'm trying to say grace. And I was like, oh God. And then I went, ooh, did I just say it? I didn't mean to. And then I felt so bad because I wasn't trying to stop her. I said, I'm so sorry, but I don't always think before I speak. So I said, please continue to say grace. But just so you know, I mean, we're at Ruby Tuesdays, so. God's not here. And like, I have a question about that, actually. How many people here say grace before their meal? It's good. No, it's a good thing. So, and you clapped. Here's my question. We had appetizers. Why aren't we grateful? That's the best part of the meal, right? I'll fucking punch somebody for a jalapeno popper right now. Is that how you do it too? Yeah? Interesting. Do you think we can change that? No? That's it. You're just not grateful for appetizers. Fine. I think you're wrong. I'm gonna start a pray before appetizers movement. Right now.